This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, what we are looking at is a very volatile and frankly quite a muted set of cues as far as our own markets are concerned. Now, what's happened overnight is that there continues to be significant amount of uncertainty regarding the reaching as far as a settlement of the US debt ceiling limit. Now, in fact, very interestingly, Fitch Ratings has now placed the US AAA rating on a negative watch. On the back of that, you saw US markets end lower. Dow Jones, in fact, ended almost 0.8% lower, and it was down for the fourth straight session. When you're talking about European markets actually ended sharply lower in yesterday's trading session on the back of significant uncertainty. On the other hand, Brent futures as well as WTI futures gained over 1.7% each, indicating higher crude oil prices as there continued to be commentary from Saudi regarding further production cuts. Coming to our own markets, in yesterday's trading session, what we actually saw was significant sell-off pressure towards the end of the trading session. In fact, the last selling intensified. Markets ended near the day's lowest point. The Nifty Bank was a significant underperformer, with HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank being the top laggards. However, on the other hand, positively, the broader end of the market saw outperformed. Today, some important cues to watch out for: result reactions of names like LIC India, Nykaa and Nalco will be watched out for. On the other hand, companies like IEX, Zee Entertainment as well as SAIL will be declaring their results today. Asian markets are indicating a muted start. In fact, Hang Seng is now at the lowest level since December of 2022. LGX Nifty is indicating a gap down start for our own markets in today's trading session.